Oh, you got it ahead of me if you got it in 80, what'd you say, 86? You got it by a couple of years. I think it was 89, 88, 89, I forget for sure, but I know it wasn't 90 yet, but I got my extra just at the close. So if you got it 86-ish, you got me beat there. But yeah, it's kind of a odd way around, but, you know, all roads will get you there, right? W8FU.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I remember back in the day when in the Yersica Club, a lot of you guys were going after the WX, the Whiskey X-Ray 8 call signs. I mean, there's only 26 of them, right? Oh, God, I'm trying to remember some of the guys. I can see their faces, can't remember their names or their calls, but you were amongst that hallowed group. And I don't know if that many of them are still around. I don't know if you were on packet radio back in the day. The big packet BBS in Wayne County was WA8008. Belonged to a guy named Ron Paterka. Ron moved up to the Upper Peninsula and he got his extra and he became WADR. And sadly, Ronnie passed away in July of last year. But and a cousin of mine in the Hazel Park Club, W8DR, John Lewandowski, who tested me for my general, and it's kind of weird. I'm listening to a guy who's taking the extra class code test, and I'm writing it down verbatim on my scratch paper, and I said, hey, is it too late for me to take the code test? He goes, yeah, we already scratched you off the list. I went, huh? I said, haven't you heard of Whiteout? I says, here, look. And he says, yeah, you would have passed. I went, what it was a guy who was sitting next to me had his headphones cranked up so loud that I was hearing it. He probably didn't have one headphone on his ear. And I was hearing it, you know, and I was writing it down. I thought, I couldn't believe I was doing it. I thought, it must be because I had not realized that my code speed was up that high yet. But it was so weird. He goes, no, I can't give you the credit for it, although you would have passed. I went, oh, sugar.